KO4WWC.
KO4HKX Mobile.
KO4HKX. KO4WWC. Good morning, Patrick. Well, I'm getting ready to finish out third shift.
So you've been up all night?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
I'm sorry, that's got to stink. You've been flagging traffic this late or all night long?
No, sir. We shut the road down and we had another crew with a double lane shift on Broken Mountain Road extension.
Okay, well, I hope it wasn't too bad. Everything went smooth for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. It hadn't been too bad at all. Mainly, we hadn't really had to deal with too much traffic wise. It died down about 10 o'clock. This is now starting back up.
What else you been up to? Hadn't talked to you in a while.
Well, I got a new truck and a new transceiver. Now I just need a good antenna.
A new truck, new Colorado, I believe it was. And I heard you got you a new transceiver, but we're looking for an antenna. So maybe you'll get it put together soon and be back on the air. What are you using right now?
Right now, I'm using EchoLink.
Okay, well, it's good to hear you again. So, job's still going good, all that?
Yes, sir, it's going all right. I'm hoping it continues to go that way. I have two things crossed off my bucket list so far. Well, actually three things. Keeping a job for a year and more. Get the new truck. Get the new radio. Now, the last thing on my bucket list, short-term bucket list anyway, is to get me a girlfriend to ride around in my truck.
Sure, you'll find one. It just takes time. There's somebody for everybody, so just keep looking and be patient.
I will. But I'm going to be honest. That's hard to do. I've been waiting a lot longer than most people. And most people my age that I know already have had a woman and gotten married and had kids. So that's kind of tough, having to be the only one who is single. But hey, at least I got my fellow amateur radio operators and friends and family to talk to.
Roger that. Like I said, it just takes time and you need to be patient. That's one of those things you don't want to rush into anyway. It can cause more problems than it solves. KO4HKX.
Roger that. Well, I'm going to kind of back off and monitor here a little bit and see if maybe Richard or Shane is up, and I might hop back on in a few minutes. KO4WWC, I'll be monitoring on, I guess, the tunnel.
Well, Chandler, it's good to talk to you this morning. Glad you're doing okay. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
73 Chandler, KN4TFW.
Stranger.
Morning, how we doing on this fine hump day or Monday, whichever it is?
I guess it's your Monday on a Wednesday. Miss Susan, have a good time.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We got back on Monday afternoon.
Decided to lay out of work another day.
We just rest up a little bit. And that, man, my knees took a beating there with the sun.
You knew they were going to.
It's like the sun never moved the whole time. It stayed in the same place.
Position called cook. I'm glad y'all had a good time and enjoyed yourself and stayed safe.
Yeah, we had a good trip. Went down. We took all the back roads over there. Never got on the interstate or anything over there. Just to, you know, see different sights and everything. And on the way coming back, Susan's Jeep took a rock to the windshield.
That stinks. That stinks no matter what vehicle you're in.
Hard. It looks like you hit it with a baseball. It's about a 3-inch round circle.
Come from?
That's for a truck coming passing us from the.
It didn't come through the windshield, and it didn't hit any painted surfaces.
Right.
What did you get into yesterday?
Up over on the camper lot.
Camping decided it might be time for a camper.
I mean, we enjoyed the tent camping, don't get wrong. It's a little bit cool at night or whatever, and it just takes a minute to put it up, but the oldest grandson is wanting to go to Savannah to see his other grandma because she's got cancer and he's never been to the beach. And then, so we were looking for a place to camp down there. But nobody will let you have a dog unless you have an RV.
No 4HGX. I guess you can have a dog if you can lock it in the RV.
Climate controlled.
Last time I checked, that dog can take care of itself in the sun. He knows how to get out of it.
Any place down there that would let you do it.
This weekend camping with all the noise and everything going on.
Right where we were at, we were about, I don't know, 20 minutes from the track, and there was 8 or 10 people that were camping that were going to the race, but everybody was quiet. It was good.
And you took the dog with you this weekend, didn't you? Or was that last weekend you took her, or the last time you went out?
We boarded her for 3 days this week, you know, while we were gone down there, because we didn't want to leave her in the tent.
It's probably time to move over to 285.
And 4 KFW QSY.
KO4 HK QSY 285.